You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the Hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. I am a Rich Keith variant joined by a Ryan Davey variant, who is still Davey Eyeballs, though. He's still the king of ginger ale, and he is still...
It's Ryan! It's my Ryan! My Ryan!
Ryan Davey, how are you?
Oh, good. Did she get nominated for an Emmy for that
yes,
role?
Yes, she did.
She did.
Yes, she did.
Okay. She should have. She was...
Yeah, she was fantastic.
Oh, God.
I think they all did.
Just not... Yeah.
I think they all did. It was a weird Emmy cat. Did you see the best thing of the whole Emmys? It was Don Cheadle.
Right.
Nominated for Falcon and Winter Soldier for being in it for 98 seconds. He got nominated for being best, like, drop-in cameo or whatever the hell they call it.
And he even went took Brutal. To Twitter and said, like, I don't get it either.
I don't get it either. Yeah. So, like, all right, this guy, he's in on it as well. Let me remind everybody, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We stream these every Monday night live, sometimes in person, like
sometimes
we're doing today.
In person, yep.
And so even if you're watching this, you may not be subscribed. So just subscribe to the YouTube channel or tell a friend. Just go to youtube.com/dorkpodcast. Also promoting our live show coming up to Idle Hands in Malden. It is August 15th. It'll be a Sunday, a 3 o'clock start time. The two of us, as well as Mac and Goo, we're going to do a lot of stuff. We're going to do Should I Have Bought This? We're going to do a Dorkteeks Roadshow. So you can just bring the goddamn stuff that
just
you bought.
Bring it.
Right to the place, and we will discuss that. Also, remember way, way back, we did a Dork Hall of Fame?
Yeah, some years ago, year and a half ago or something?
Maybe longer.
A while ago. Yeah.
Where we did movies, TV, video games, and comics, and you and I put in, like, I think, like 10 of each thing. So now we're going to try to get another class, and we're gonna vote on things and see how that goes. One show that might have a chance of getting in is I Think You Should Leave. Now, that is not the topic du jour.
Is it eligible?
We'll discuss.
Yep.
Embrace debate. We will talk about that next week, season two next week. But what I found funny this week, Ryan, was on Twitter, there are people who like our podcast who don't like that show. I find it puzzling. And again, I don't care what you like. That's not my point. Some people like stuff. Some people don't. I don't care what you like. I'm just surprised that you listen to our nonsense and enjoy that. At least you listen, so I assume you enjoy, unless you hate listen. But then you find that not funny at all, because that to me is my sense of, if I had to describe my sense of humor in a show, it'd be that show.
Yes. And I'm trying to remember, you have that kind of like that offbeat sense of humor where, like, if there's a, and this is how I describe your sense of humor, if I were to describe it to you or anybody else,
I would describe it like this.
Right. So if there is foul language out of nowhere, it's more like it's the randomness.
I like random humor. I like yelling. I like swearing.
But where it's not supposed to be.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Yes,
so
I do like that.
For instance, where they're doing the Shark Tank thing, and I forget her name, the actress who's the printer lady.
Yeah, yeah.
When she's talking about wine and getting sewed into pants. Like, that to me is hysterical.
I know that. I'm not stupid. I'm smarter than you.
And again, I don't know. I mean, if you don't like it, that's fine. I'm just surprised that you could listen to us talk for a week every hour or an hour every week.
Yeah.
And I feel like we kind of dovetail into that nonsense, but whatever. To each their own. Next week, we will rank every single sketch.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like 27 of them or whatever, but we'll rank them. We'll go through them all and we'll break it down. I'm very excited for that.
That episode might be 2 hours long.
Yeah, there's a chance. There's a chance.
Yeah.
Although this one could be too. There's a lot to talk about.
Also, people have reached out to me a lot of people are throwing their hands up to be like, they really want to be on that episode.
Want to be on it.
They want to be like sitting with us, like talk. They just, a lot of people want to talk about that
live show, studio audience for that.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. No, we can't fit socially distance wise. We can't fit you in a room, but
we're jammed in as it is. But I do appreciate that. It's also been the most requested. I've had more people ask me when we're doing that one than anything else recently.
So
anyway, that'll be next week. We're looking forward to that Monday, 8:45, right here on the YouTube, then available on podcast the next day.
This week in Dork.
All right, Ryan, how about this? Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
Funny guy. He tweeted out a video, and it was really just a trailer. It was masked, but it was a trailer for his new movie, Free Guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he was Deadpool, and he had maybe the greatest crossover of all time. Deadpool and Korg sitting on a couch having a talk.
Having a talk about their goals for the Marvel Universe and how to get into it. And what I didn't know I needed that in my life until I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this needs to be a show or something.
Well, it's funny because after we saw Korg the first time, and then remember you and I had the idea that Korg and Meek should have a podcast.
Yeah.
Korg and Meek would have a great podcast. But then we were saying, oh, who would he be great in a scene with? And we're talking about all these, like him and Ant-Man, him and Spider-Man, him and Strange, him and all these guys. We were so focused on MCU, but him and Deadpool?
Perfect.
Yes, please.
It's a perfect pair. Now, can you imagine the three of them?
It's a... Yes, I can imagine
going on adventures and Deadpool asking Meek if he has like a knife for a, you know what I mean?
I think Deadpool would love Meek.
You would love him.
I think that would be his best friend, actually. I think he'd like him even more than Korg.
What if he like swapped out his knives for like other things?
He would.
He absolutely will.
Yes, he would.
You know what I mean?
I do. I think Marina Baccarin would like that too.
Absolutely.
She's into that. Yeah, that was fun. Now, where do you stand on Free Guy? Any interest?
As long as it's Free Guy.
Come on.
Huh?
It's a little wordplay.
Huh? It's a little wordplay.
Having a little fun.
We have a little fun with the words here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It looks fine.
It looks okay.
It looks fine.
Is it PG-13?
Yeah, I think so.
R, I would have been in.
Yes, you know me. I like a swearing.
I like a swear.
I like a swear word. I like to swear.
Yeah. If they made it more like Grand Theft Auto.
Fuck you, dickhead.
If they said that once in the movie, I would obviously really, really enjoy it. Speaking of movies, Black Widow, which was the topic du jour last week, you can go back and listen to that, did really well at the box office and on Disney Plus in its opening weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Second weekend at the box office, horrible. In fact, the worst dip week one to week two in the MCU. But now theaters are getting all pissed off at Disney Plus. But the first week it was pretty good, and I was excited because I'm like, oh, maybe that means there's going to be more of these dual openings, like it's at home and it's in the theater, whatever you want to do. But now after this, I'm a little scared that the theater's going to say to Disney, listen, it's one or the other.
Yep.
Pick it or stick it.
I it's so tough though, because when you think about theaters during COVID, they were making nothing.
Right.
The theater by us when we were living in Connecticut, by the way, I'm officially a resident of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I'm back, baby.
The Bay State Babes.
I'm back. So,
brothers.
But
brothers.
The
not
two,
babes.
Two brothers.
Two brother, brothers. We mentioned they're brothers.
They were renting out. You could bring like a computer and you could rent out the theater and watch whatever movie you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it was for theaters. So for theaters to be like, well, we made, what did they make? Like 80 something million dollars?
Yeah. 80 in the theater and then 60 at home and then whatever more worldwide. And then this week they lost a fucking Space Jam, which I know you saw.
I did see Space Jam. Are we going to talk about Space Jam?
Unless you have any more Black Widow thoughts, but
I think the theaters be like, we made $80 million that we wouldn't have normally.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. They
thank
need
you.
It. They need it more than obviously Disney does. Space Jam 2, Electric Boogaloo. How many stones?
Jesus. One.
One stone.
And I tell you, I used to laugh. And I said this to you in the pre-show.
Yeah.
I said this to you. I used to laugh at how much you hated LeBron James.
Can't stand him.
I can't stand him now.
Yeah. See, now you're getting it.
People I'm getting
get it.
Yep. And I said we had a text thing going, and I was talking to you about like we did reviews.
Yeah. You made the program today.
Oh, I did.
The Gresham Keefe show. Yeah. I read all the reviews for Space Jam, and they were all horrible.
My issue is that how do you have Looney Tunes and cartoons in a movie and it's completely void of like any fun?
not good.
You know what I mean?
They are the epitome of fun.
They're super fun.
They're real fun.
And the whole moral of the story was that LeBron James will be nice to you only if you're useful to him.
It's like real life.
Just like real life. Yep. Even his own son.
Bronny?
Well, his son had a Dom.
Oh, Dom.
Dom was the son's name in the movie. But like, I spent most of the time while they were playing basketball, which is like an hour of the movie.
Okay.
It's like 2 hours long, too. That's crazy for a kid's movie. It's crazy.
Unnecessary.
And I'm looking at
those
back.
Cameos.
So Warner Brothers is just like flex. They're just like,
here's what we have the rights to.
And they're just like, here's my dropping it out on you. Yeah. And so my kids aren't going to know who the White Walkers are. My kids aren't going to know who.
How about the fucking guys from A Clockwork Orange? I heard were in it.
Right.
What? It's a kid's movie.
Exactly.
Anyway.
And so like Tim, the penguin from the guy who looks like Danny DeVito from the Burton one, like all the, he's there. But like, there's all these people that my kids would have no idea. So I'm constantly looking in the background, looking
for who is there
and not paying attention to the movie, which sucked out loud.
Yeah.
And fuck LeBron James. He sucks.
Thank you.
And the whole thing about him, he doesn't want to do like the him and Jordan comparisons.
Well,
and I know I wrote,
why would
in
you
review,
do a Space Jam movie then? First
the
of
only,
all,
the only reason you're doing it is to, oh, and by the way, there's a great cameo.
Jordan.
They say, oh, we got Michael Jordan. And then they bring out Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, I do like Michael B. Jordan, though.
And he's like, yeah. And he's trying to like give him like a pump up speech. Yeah. And they're like, they get him out of there.
Him.
Yeah. He's like, I was just here and I was just watching the game. And, you know, this cat, Sylvester, pulls him out of the audience and pump up the team.
Well, I do like Michael B. Jordan. So,
yeah, my wife was very excited that it wasn't.
Maybe I'll have to watch it now.
It wasn't Michael Jordan. It was Michael B. Jordan. She was very excited.
I watch everything. I've been watching so many movies. That's what I was. It was crazy because everybody has still been releasing stuff at home. I've watched, I think, 40 movies that have come out this year because Netflix and HBO Max and even Hulu or just in Prime are like, here are movies. Not like every week there's new movies, but even that one I won't watch. No interest in it.
Nope.
Ryan, Titans. I know you started Titans.
I did.
The trailer for season 3 came out. We tweeted it out at Dork Podcast on the Twitter. And season 3 will be on HBO Max August 12th. And a lot of Red Hood.
Red Hood City.
So I would even suggest if you haven't seen the first 2 seasons, you might be able to just skip them. Like, I think obviously there's going to be some good backstory. We saw Jason Todd as a Robin, especially a lot in season 2.
You see him get his clock cleaned with a crowbar.
I can't wait to see what they do with this. He was a pretty good Jason Todd. So, and the Red Hood looks good. I don't, the helmet's not my favorite, but I think I'll get used to it.
I think it has to be functional for the actor too.
Right. Yeah, probably.
So it is a little front heavy, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, a little bit. Because there's been so many different ones in the comics. Some of them are real sweet, but I guess that's probably also hard to put. But that show is like real violent and like they get after it a little bit.
Oh, I gotta check it out. Gotta
check it out. It's on HBO Max. Guess what happened?
Last week I saw a film. As I recall, it was a horror film.
I saw Fear Street 1666, wrapping up the trilogy, the Fear Street trilogy on Netflix. Did you finish it?
I did.
What do you think?
I loved it. And I'll tell you why. It's a spoiler, but like, no, it's not really a spoiler. The way they did the third one.
Yeah.
I was out about an hour in.
I understand.
And then they did something and I'm like, oh, yes. Like, I'm so glad they did that.
I think everybody would actually probably feel a little bit different. I went in order, though, and it's not even a real knock on it, but the first one was my favorite, the second one was my second favorite, the third one was my least favorite, but they're all pretty similar. Like, they're within, like, it's like a
BB+.
We don't do this, but they're all within, like, a quarter stone of each other.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're very close. Mm-hmm. I like the characters, kind of, the way they use, or the actors, I should say, doing, like, different characters. Mm-hmm. And I also love the idea, rather than a movie that comes out and then they're like, fingers crossed you like it and maybe we'll make a sequel, or doing a series that has too many episodes. This might be a new kind of formula to do a movie, 3 movies, and release them every week. I kind of like it.
And what I'm really excited about is, again, not a spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
It ends with the possibility that there could be more.
Perhaps.
And
well, the guy wrote a million books, R.L. Stein.
A million. But those characters, from different years who we didn't necessarily get a lot of.
Yeah.
Now we can.
There's a chance.
There's a chance that could happen. And that's, I'm so excited.
I am looking forward to that very much. All right. This week we're going to skip, even though we have some in the holster, we're going to skip the Should I Have Bought This, a very popular segment where, again, you email us and we tell you whether or not you should have bought something. Because here's the deal. Email us, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to save a bunch of these submissions, and we're going to do them also at the live show at Idle Hands. By all accounts, we're going to have a projector. We're going to be able to put it up on the screen. So even if you can't make it, or you do, and you don't want to bring your thing, do it this way. We can show it. People in the crowd can look at it and react. So email us, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Should I have bought this? Also is brought to you by 47 Brand. You go to 47brand.com. Some sweet hats like the Davies Cream City. By
Cream
the way,
City, baby.
I'm also rooting for the Bucks.
Yep.
I don't like Chris Paul. Good friends with LeBron James. So there you go.
Now I no longer like Chris Paul because LeBron James then said that he was there for Chris Paul.
And you see LeBron was wearing a shirt from Dan Flash's?
He was wearing a Dan Flash's shirt.
Yeah.
It was very complex.
Oh, that one had to be $1,000 walking out the door. But anyway, 47brand.com, hashtag dork, promo code, 20% off your purchase. So do that. Hats, shirts, all kinds of awesome stuff there at 47brand.com.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, too, but isn't Chris Paul like a Isaiah Thomas kind of guy, too? Like, not the league. Players don't like him.
Well, I don't know if that's true because he's so tied in with LeBron.
Yeah.
And they call it the banana boat crew. There's that photo where they're on vacation together.
Yeah.
So like LeBron, Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, and Carmelo Anthony are all like best friends. They all came into the league around the same time. Actually, here's a funny story. Small world.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James, Chris Paul were on the same McDonald's All-American team. They started for the East team with a kid named Mike Jones.
Who
went to Thayer Academy and I played against. And like that. He was on the same McDonald's team as those two guys.
The rapper Mike Jones.
No. The kid that went to Maryland and didn't make it the NBA, but he was hell of a high school player.
Hell of a high school player.
Hell of a high school player. Counts for something. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
That's right, Richard. Show the people what you're working with.
Look at this.
Explain it to the people.
Well, Davey got this mug for me probably 2 years ago.
Yep.
And it just made it into my hands. It is a delicious, or I'm sorry, it's a large mug, which is currently holding a delicious beverage. I love the little up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right. AB starts like, by the way, little shout out to Fear Street.
Little shout out to Fear Street.
Fear Street.
With the Konami code.
All that time. But
we are currently enjoying a nice blackberry soda, which is lovely with a little bit of
a little bit of rum.
Molasses tasting rum in it, which is fantastic for a nice summer treat.
God.
Like, you're having a good time.
I'm having a great time. Yeah, I'm having a great time right now.
So speaking of 20% off, if you go to drinkwildbills.com, use the promo code Ron Von D, you yourself can get not only one of those mugs, you can get some blackberry soda, mix it with your favorite summer drink.
Yes.
Have yourself a time.
Yes.
That's drinkwildbills.com, use the promo code Ron Von D. Let's get to some video game news.
Yes, what do you have?
So what I have today, I was so excited, and I blew up Twitter about it. Not only is EA in developing the new skate game, it's now well underway.
Oh, boy.
And they had a behind-the-scenes look at people watching game footage. This is going to be off the charts. I cannot wait. Other than Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk is the gold standard of arcade skateboarding games.
Yeah.
But, like, right up there.
Skate was no joke.
Skate was awesome. Mm-hmm. And the way, I hope they keep the controls the same. I hope EA does. I hope they bring in real skaters again and completely, like, create your own character. It's going to be awesome. So,
any idea when that's going to be out?
They didn't say, and it's not going to be EA's doing a whole event. You know how they don't do E3 anymore? Like Sony does its own thing, EA does its own thing.
Yeah.
So they're not going to do Skate, and they're not going to do any Star Wars games. Are not going to be. But that's okay.
All right.
Some little Warzone news. So I got my PlayStation 5 now hooked back up again.
Oh, there you go.
Moved in. So
good for you.
I dipped in, and the free games this month are actually pretty good. We have Plague Tale: Innocence, which I've heard good things about, but I haven't played it. But now it's free, so I can play it. WWE Battlegrounds, which is something that we didn't. I didn't love the 2K.
No, like what did we play? 18? 2K 18? 2K 19, 18, 19. 19.
And it was
fine.
It was fine, but like it just wasn't fast enough, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And then Virtua Fighter 5, which is like a.
I'm not gonna.
If you ordered Tekken on like
Wish.com,
and then and then Black Ops 4, which whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Get this. So speaking of Warzone and Call of Duty, they just banned 50,000 people for life for that game, for cheating.
Wow.
Yes, what do you think of that? And that's the thing. Like, I hate
what's
that?
The point of that? Like what's the whole cheating part of it? Like, or what do you get out of that? Do you feel really good about yourself?
I don't know. It's probably like a bunch of little kids.
Little kids. Now they're out.
Want to be, you know. And the other thing, if you play Grand Theft Auto 5 online, there's people, you know, running 100 miles an hour and have like, you know what I mean?
It's too fast.
It's too fast.
Way too fast.
Just play the game straight up. Just be a professional. If you're going to do a heist, I want professionals on my team.
I want professionals on my team. I would always kill my own team.
Yeah.
As you would know.
Or you would jump out of the car or off a horse and just stab a villager.
Anybody I could.
Then, you know, we get heat on us.
Oh, so much heat.
It's bad.
Yeah.
But one thing. So you talked about on the Gresham Keefe program. I was listening the other day, and you were talking about how Netflix is now looking into getting into the video game world, which I'm assuming it's going to be some sort of streaming service. But you brought up a good idea that it could be like Bandersnatch. It could be something that's kind of like a choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
Which in itself would be kind of cool if they made their own IPs. But I know you're a fan of this. I'm a fan of this. Listen to this.
Okay,
guess who else is getting into the video game world? Someone you would never expect, and you're going to be so happy when I say it.
Elon Musk.
Peloton. Now, they came up with this thing. It's an app for their thing. It's called Lane Break. Now,
all right.
They're dabbling into this. So basically, think of Guitar Hero, but with a Peloton. And they tell you like the cadence you should be pedaling, and it's going to be to like different music. So you have to keep up.
Oh, so that might be nice.
That actually might be. So that instead of having people yelling at you.
I don't even listen to
Jess King is screaming at me.
Yeah. I usually watch a show.
Usually watch a show and do the Peloton?
And Goo put me onto that, actually. Because I'm like, yeah, this is okay. And like, even when the music's good, I feel like they talk over the music too much to really even enjoy the music. So I'll put on a show. That's how like I watch so many movies. I'll put my phone right in front of me and I'll keep an eye on what they're saying. So I'm following the class. Yeah. I'm doing like the cadence and I'm doing the whatever. But I'm watching a show.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you could have just gotten an exercise bike and.
Well, yeah, like but it's really it was a gift for my wife. And yes. She's so annoyed that I do it that way. She's like, I don't know how you do it that way. And I'm like, well, I'm still doing the classes.
So
like,
so you would you be in on Lane Break? Would you be in on a Peloton video game?
Yeah, I would.
Where you have to, I would be in on it.
Yeah,
too.
I would. Yeah. I would
get the people going. Mm-hmm. You know, get moving.
Mm-hmm. Shaking a little
bit. Yeah. That's it for the Davies Video Game Minute. Go to drinkwildbills.com. Use the promo code RonVon. Get yourself 20% off on any fine sodas and snacks and mugs.
Y'all ready for bisque?
You ready for the topic du jour, Ryan?
Not in this timeline.
Well, I'm glad. He's just having a little bit of fun. I'm glad you asked because it's the topic of the day. Today, it is Loki Season 1, the Phase 4 Disney Plus show or Phase 4 MCU show on Disney Plus. It was just 6 episodes long. They all ran roughly 40 minutes, you'd say 40, 45 minutes or so. They have already announced a season 2. We'll begin as we always do with movie and TV reviews. Spoiler free. Ryan, did you like it?
Oh, yes, I did.
It was quite good.
It was quite good.
It was really good. Now we also did a mid-season. We'll try not to repeat ourselves too much, but 2 weeks ago we did a mid-season episode. Mm-hmm. So after 3 of them, we talked about that. I would just say right off the jump here, 6 episodes, 5 were B-plus or better. The only one that wasn't great to me was episode 3.
Was that the one where they're on the planet? No.
Yeah, and like Owen Wilson wasn't in it at all.
They were on the train.
For me, and then... But I still like the show a lot. If you listen to this a couple weeks ago, I was still very high on the show. But then they just, I think, hit it out of the park. 4 and 5 were insane in some of the action sequences and everything. And then episode 6 might be as important of an episode for the future of Marvel as anything could possibly be.
And I texted you because I know you were at work, and I texted you around noon. And I said, tell me when you've watched, immediately after you've watched Loki, because I needed to talk to you about it.
I also saw your tweet. You just said it's 9 a.m. We need to cool it with the Loki spoilers. And I signed off Twitter for the day, which is not something I normally do, especially at work. But I was like,
and I know
can't risk it.
I know on Twitter you can mute certain things.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Because what sucks about muting it, because like I'll forget and I want that information.
And then you don't get it.
And I don't get it. You know? Yeah. So I hate muting things. So just wait till after lunch. Like give me till noon.
At least. Yeah, on like a Wednesday, like it's
noon.
Just,
come on. I seriously fire up Twitter at like 7:30 in the morning. Like I get out of bed, and like the first thing I do is look at my phone, and people are already fucking squawking about it.
That is insane.
Now, so, it wasn't anything I didn't already like expect
right,
to happen. But.
Right, right, right. But still, like, that could be bad. I still go back to when I got spoiled on Baby Yoda and I fucking lost my mind. I was like, how am I even supposed to know this is the thing? And now I'm like, I see it at the end. I'm like, this is no reveal. I knew about this. But yeah, I liked it very much. I thought the story was good, but I really can't go. I can't go back to just how important it was, because to me, WandaVision was cool. I think it is important, but not as important. Cool stuff, slow start, cool stuff, and we'll see where they go with it. Falcon Winter Soldier to me was a dud. It was an absolute dud. I honestly think, and I know this is a line I used before with you, but I honestly think Falcon Winter Soldier could have been done in a tweet. You could have said, Falcon's the new Captain America, Sharon Carter's a bad guy now, and Elaine Bennis is in the MCU and she's like a shady Nick Fury. Yes. All right, you could cramp that down. That could be a tweet. I didn't need 8 episodes or whatever the hell it was.
Nah.
6 episodes. I didn't need it.
I'm trying to think if moving forward, if that's going to be like a big deal. I don't, and right now as it stands, because of what just happened in Loki, that's meaningless.
Doesn't matter.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I mean, Loki changes the game. The comedy I thought was actually decent. Again, it was sort of like we talked about in Black Widow. Actually, Black Widow might have been funnier,
but I love the tete-a-tete between some of the characters.
Yeah.
I love the wittiness, the quips.
Yeah,
between some of the characters that we'll get into spoilers. We'll talk more.
I mean, for the most part, again, Marvel shows post Ultron, movies or shows, have been really well written. And I think the characters of all, especially characters that we know really well, have been established to the point where they're so much better. Like, it's funny, fun little exercise. Go back and watch the first Thor and watch Hemsworth and Hiddleston. Like, they do a pretty good job. But then when you think about where they're at now, completely, completely different. This has to be the best thing so far in Phase 4, correct?
Yeah, we don't have a lot to
pick from right now. All we have is the three shows in Black Widow.
We don't have a lot to pick from right now. But
Black Widow was good, but this is better than that.
And there were a lot of questions post-Endgame where people are scratching their heads and go, where is this going to go? What are we going to do now?
Yeah, yeah.
Now that this huge cataclysmic event has been stopped, now what?
Mm-hmm.
We have an answer.
We know what. Yeah, we absolutely know what. All right, what is your, and again, we'll dive into spoilers. I'm sure most people, again, listening to this have seen it, but we couldn't recommend it enough. Right. I know a few people were tweeting us and saying, oh, they're about to dive in and everything else. Well, enjoy. I think you're going to really like it. What is, add up all the 6 shows together, or 6 episodes for the season. Davey, what would your hashtag dork score be?
A hard and fast 5.
Yeah.
Like, there's some things. And I dare I say it, I wish there were more. Like, it stopped. I wanted one more episode. But yeah, I know I'm going to get it eventually. But
that's the thing, is you're getting another whole season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been going back between a 5 and a 5.5. And I think what I might do is I think I'm going to say 5. But, and again, because I was looking at, especially after we did Black Widow, and I think it's really hard to compare the shows to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But just as far as, you know, those to me are kind of similar, even like a Black Panther, Ragnarok. Like, to me, they're all kind of like in that same area, not in the top like 5 or 6, but like right after that. That's probably where they are. So,
and if I was going through the arithmetic in my head, if I were to give each episode a score and then average those score, it would be a 5.
Oh yeah, yeah, that makes sense. I'll co-sign with that. I'm gonna go with a 5, but maybe even a more important question.
Laser beam! It's better than fireballs, you pussy!
Is Loki better than fireballs, you pussy?
We have never... Yes.
I think it might be better than fireballs.
Be better than fireballs. For the first time this calendar year.
So what is it? It has to be a combined 5+ to be better than fireballs. 5+
to be better than fireballs.
And it's better than fireballs.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if it's better than laser beam, but I think it's definitely better than fireballs.
Laser beam is a 6.
Yeah.
Laser disc, complete laser beam.
Clearly.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the spoilers.
Spoilers! 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 Here come the spoilers!
So now that we're into spoilers, Hash King in the chat says, Davey, which episode is playing in the background if that you guys are watching? Very astute. You must be watching these the past I've been here, because we do typically, as we have it on Rich's massive TV.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, since we're into spoilers now, anytime Alligator Crocodile Thor, Alligator Thor is
Alligator
on the screen.
Loki. Alligator Loki.
Alligator Loki. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Anytime Alligator Loki's on the screen, I'm watching it.
Oh, it's great.
I'm watching. So classic Loki, we're in episode
five. Yeah, that's the thing off the Funko Pops, because somebody was saying that last week too, because we were watching Black Widow as we were doing the episode.
So oh,
we're
they can see it off the thing.
They can, like a little bit. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we don't get
it's like watching Channel 97 back in the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're on there.
We're on there. Yeah.
Ryan, again, I think we don't need to go through each episode. I think we can jump around a little bit.
Yeah.
Much like you would if you were a variant. The multiverse, it's open. The multiverse is open, my friend.
Think of like what Days of Future Past did in like that.
Yeah.
Times infinite amount. Like anything. Like I want to yell like Kevin Garnett right now.
Anything is possible.
Like anything is possible.
Anything is possible. Like this is, we were wondering all along. You're like, all right, how are they going to pull this off? They just got the rights to everybody. We know there's a Fantastic Four movie in the works. We know that they're going to try to do something with the X-Men. They also now, and they've even, as we just talked about, have teamed up with Deadpool a little bit, who'd be a great person to sort of explain away some of the craziness that's going on. But time travel and multi-dimensions can be fucking confusing, or can be complicated, because you can mess that shit up. You're like, all right, does this apply? This doesn't apply. Like, how do you keep it all consistent? But I think this show did a pretty good job of explaining it to you, not like you're 4 years old, but maybe like you're 12 years old.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And so the visual that they had of the timeline, the what they call the sacred timeline.
Yeah.
And then it branching, that was so helpful to see. Okay. And they've already told you now if you watch Far From Home, they already told you they were going to do this.
Yeah.
When Peter starts talking, when he's talking to Mysterio and he's talking about, he comes from a different, I come from Earth, blah, blah, blah.
But he was alive.
You're Earth 616.
But
right. But the idea,
but it was there. And we were talking about it for sure. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then, you know, we can get into the whole quantum mania and all that stuff, which is obviously going to tie in. But this show couldn't have tied in more, is the other part of it. Whereas we asked the question before, are you going to need to watch both? Are you going to ask your audience who has watched 23, now 24 movies, to also spend time and watch the shows? And with WandaVision, I think it'll help, but it wouldn't be the end of the world. Falcon Winter Soldier, you know how I feel about that. Loki, yeah, you're going to have to watch Loki.
You have to watch
know
Loki.
What the fuck is going on anywhere else, or it's going to be very confusing. Oh, and
we need the nacho sounder. Like, what? What is going on? I just learned the rule.
I went up there to talk about the rule. You just found out about the rule. So
what?
Did Loki change? I think we're gonna spend a lot of time kind of talking about the last episode in particular. Episode 5 was awesome, the Loki fight and all the different Lokis. We talk about that too. But the final episode where Loki and Sylvie confront He Who Remains, which again, a lot to get to there. But he confronts them, and Loki, and this is when we came up with the term anti-villain.
Yes,
earlier back in that last episode that we did. But the last, I don't know, 2-3 hours of screen time that we've seen from Loki, is he just a hero now? Like, is he seems like he has completely changed. And before you answer it, I know that this Loki isn't the one that did anything after Avengers. Thor the Dark World for him didn't exist. Anything post that, you know, Ragnarok, Infinity War, all that stuff didn't exist, but he has the knowledge of it.
Yes,
that was a really important scene of him watching what happened to him after the New York incident. So with that said, has he changed? Is he a much different Loki than we know?
So one of the things I really like about the Loki character as a whole, now I'm talking about mythology, about all this.
Yeah.
One of the great things about that character is he believes that there is nobody like him. That he is always the smartest person, the most cunning person, the funniest person. He believes that he is the smartest person in the universe. Now, not only is he not,
right,
there are more of him.
Good point.
And some of them are better at what he does than him.
Right.
And so that, I think, Has he changed? To answer your question, has he changed? He had to have, because now
he definitely did.
He's completely mind.
He is mind fucked. You can say, you could swear on this podcast.
What do they call it when Sylvie does it? Enchanted. He's enchanted.
Oh, he is. Yeah, I think it's a good point that he saw all these other Lokis and he realized, but he also, again, kind of saw his own mortality. Like, he saw the video of him dying. Like, he's like, I did everything a certain way after New York. Mm-hmm. And what happened? Thanos killed me.
We're watching this episode right now. Every Loki has been pruned. Like, they're all in the same place.
They're all there.
Like, so they all screw up.
And even one, the kid Loki, at least he claims that he killed Thor.
Yeah.
And that kind of took him back a little bit. He's like, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some pretty crazy claims, some of those ones, did they?
Are they telling the truth?
It's Loki. Right? I don't know. I wrote some of this shit down. One claims to kill Captain America and Iron Man and had all six Infinity Stones, which they all just shit on him
right away.
They
just laugh right away, yeah.
Then the classic Loki,
who was awesome.
Richard Grant was really great.
Yeah.
He faked his death and then just lived on a remote planet. It was just like basically like a coward.
Yeah.
Which, again,
and then I think he has that great moment in this episode mm-hmm. where he, you know, raises the whole city and everything. But
there's also that cool thing, and that in this episode where there's the crashed plane that's just Thanos.
Really, oh yeah, and then you have in this episode you see the Dark Aster is there.
Yeah.
There's a Quinjet. So we're good into Easter eggs and all that stuff. But there's, if you look, there's a shield helicarrier right there.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, all of these things are in this.
What do you think of Eliath? All right. Like, I wasn't like blown away by that. That felt like a Thor Dark World.
But it was a very Wizard of Oz type thing. Yeah. It was like, this is the, you know, the great and powerful Oz. No, it's just a dude behind it. Yeah. You know?
No, I like that part.
Yeah.
I like that. So I kind of consider Loki going forward basically he's gonna be heroic, but in the back of your mind, there's always gonna be that chance for him to not be, right? Yes. Like, you always have to be, you know, head on a swivel with Loki, I would say.
Yes. So, and now Sylvie. So now you got to watch out for Sylvie.
Sylvie or Lady Loki. I know she prefers Sylvie.
She prefers Sylvie.
But if it's classic Loki and it's kid Loki and it's all this other stuff, then you know what? She's Lady Loki. Too bad. Mm-hmm. All right. He Who Remains.
Yes.
This character who, at the end, like, what a major reveal. Like, what, or major. Jonathan Majors is the actor. And the door opens and it's him. And he comes out and he starts talking. And awesome. Like, normally in a Marvel movie, if you have that long of a time where it's just dialogue, mm-hmm. you're probably like, let's go. That was riveting.
I was locked in the whole time. Yep. And, you know, eating an apple, forbidden fruit. Mm-hmm. He has knowledge that he shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And now this is all.
He's so fascinating to me. So in this one, they refer to, like, Miss Minutes. Which is another cool character in this
friend
series.
Friend of the podcast, Tara Strong.
Correct.
Yes.
He Who Remains. Now, he goes through this whole spiel, and basically, I wasn't surprised. I did envision that Loki, I didn't know if it was going to be both Lokis, but I thought our Loki was going to talk to the timekeepers. And at that point, I didn't know if it was going to be the three lizard people or whatever that.
And I
fake.
thought,
Loki.
No. I'll be going to say them. Kang,
sure.
Was going to be one of them.
Yeah, you did. You mentioned that before. Yeah. And so I thought there was a chance because he was getting it. There was rumors of them getting a season two. I thought Loki might become actually in charge of all this shit.
Well,
that was my thought.
Still could. I mean, in another timeline,
he definitely still could. So my question is, or one of my many questions I have is, He Who Remains does this whole spiel and he knows what's going on. And then until he doesn't know what's going on. And he's like, you two can take over my job and we can keep the one dimension going. And we don't have all these other dimensions like cannibalizing each other and all this other nonsense, this crazy stuff that I was a part of. And then I figured it out. He makes it sound like he's a good guy. He warns them of all of his variants, which we know Kang the Conqueror is one of his variants. He says, or you can kill me and open the fucking floodgates up.
And you're good luck.
Now, is he full of shit?
No.
So you don't think he is?
No.
I see. I don't know. I feel like he still is a villain though. And because,
oh, sure.
But like the whole, he created the TVA and obviously Sylvie's coming at it from a point where these guys are monsters. But if you listen to the explanation and if you take him at his word, he has actually prevented so many worlds from probably destroying each other, or was he also preventing worlds from happening? Like, you could look at it that way too.
Yeah. So it's, and they have that idea, and this is where it gets really heady and really mm-hmm. metaphysical when they start talking about the idea of free will and do I dictate? And Loki, all the Lokis believe that they're in control at all times. Mm-hmm. And what a great foil to that, to have a guy who really does know everything. Right.
Yeah, I mean, but the part I don't really buy, like, so he knew everything up until that minute.
Well, everything he knows, mm-hmm. he knows that this is going to go one of two ways. Mm-hmm. Either way, he wins. It doesn't matter.
He didn't want to do it anymore.
No, but he will. Some version of him, this is where it gets a little trippy. Like, he will.
But what a cool setup too, because like you're introduced to him and you're trying to figure him out, and then he's like, basically, wait till you beat my variants.
And so
like,
what? Good his last fucking line. Luck. Yeah. His last line is, "See you soon."
Yeah,
because remember he says like, "We're gonna do this dance. You're gonna start this multiversal war."
And Loki was Loki, I think, or clearly Loki believed. Well, I should say clearly. I felt like Loki believed him. And Sylvie kept calling him a liar. And then obviously Sylvie is the one who kills him.
Right.
And so she's like, "Oh, you're full of shit."
But remember, he has in that conversation, he says, "This is what's going to happen. You can do this."
Yeah.
Right. "Or you start this series of events wherein I win and we do this all over again."
Right.
Like, we're just like, there's no way. And I think
it's really our Loki. Yeah.
He's like, "Shit, there's nothing we can do." Whereas Sylvie is like, she's still going to try. She's still going to try to make her own decisions and make her own way, which to me was the most, this sixth episode of this show was fascinating.
And
was
incredible.
I was dying to talk to somebody about it.
Yeah.
I think I was boring Rye the girl to tears. I'm like, "You don't understand." I'm looking at this, like, all these events are now possible. Like, mm-hmm. you could do anything.
Yeah.
And it all, but
anything.
And people are bitching, and I said it on Twitter, like, people are bitching about not seeing a Spider-Man trailer. Now you know why.
Oh, yeah.
Because they needed this. The reason why you haven't seen it, you've seen Shang-Chi, but you haven't seen Doctor Strange.
And I wonder, too, if part of, like, they kept pushing Black Widow, and then they were like, "You got to come out before Loki."
Yes.
Don't you think? Mm-hmm. Because they even waited. They're like, "All right, you at least got to come out before the Loki finale, because that's going to change things." So now we have, like, a couple of months to sort of everybody collect your breath. That What If show is going to come out next month. That'll be cool. But then Shang-Chi comes out in September, and they're going to have to talk about it, or at the very least, the mid credits and end credits are going to be
now. I'm going to really fuck your mind up
even more.
Red Guardian starts talking about how he fought and beat Captain America.
He did.
What if he did?
He probably did.
He probably did.
I told you. I swear, he's not lying about it. No, I don't think he is.
He probably did. And in some other time and space, he probably did it. They could bring Black Widow back.
So Kang the Conqueror, which we already know he is going to be in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the villain in that. He has to be the next Thanos.
Has to be.
And to me, what's crazy is you introduce, obviously it's a variant, but you essentially introduce Thanos in a TV show, which would be like if they put Thanos in season two of Daredevil for the first time.
Right.
That's how important the shows are to them.
I just blew my own mind.
Or a variant of yours.
He Who Remains,
yeah,
Kang the Conqueror,
yeah,
is Marvel's Rick Sanchez.
Yeah, he is. Pretty much.
He is the Rick of the Marvel Universe.
He can go anywhere he wants. He knows
everything that's going to happen, and knows the stuff that he doesn't know doesn't matter.
I thought, and I still think there's an opportunity for it, but you're like, "Oh, Doctor Doom. Like, he could be a big villain. Maybe they'll bring in Magneto." But, like, no, Kang the Conqueror is where they are headed. And I think they'll still find a way to do some street-level type stuff. Mm-hmm. I think, like, that's important. It shouldn't always be multi-dimensions and cosmic stuff.
But as long as you know what's going on in the background.
Yes.
Also, by the way, I don't mean to take it all the way back.
The most confusing cameo
in all of Space Jam, The New Legacy, Rick and Morty show up.
Did they really?
They did.
Oh, God.
And my daughter's like, "Oh, it's Pickle Rick." I'm like, why are Rick and Morty
bizarre
in Space Jam?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, I mean, he has to be the next Thanos.
Has to be.
Who else is going to be?
Wait, what else after that? It's Galactus, right?
Yeah.
Surfer and Galactus.
I guess you could get those guys involved.
Now, what does this mean? How do the Eternals fit in? There's so many questions.
I know.
So many questions.
Yeah, the Eternals, to me, they have a lot to figure out, because the Eternals were one of those things like, we're here, but we're only going to intervene when shit goes bad. But it's like, shit went bad many times.
And the Watcher? Where's the Watcher in all of this?
I don't know.
Watching?
He's going to be watching somewhere. I remember when they cast Peter Dinklage in Infinity War, and I was like, oh, he'll be the Watcher.
Nope. He was, I forget.
Just a dude making hammers.
Sindri?
Just a guy making when, hammers.
So yeah, if he's,
I love the King of Conqueror thing. Love it. Absolutely love it. Now,
you've seen everybody naked. Seen if they have tattoos.
You've seen everybody naked?
Yep. Just looking for tattoos. Not good behavior.
They won't get Christmas presents. Not that year. So that'll be next week. All right. So Renslayer, going back to some of the other characters that were introduced in this season, Renslayer was what would you say her deal is?
So here's where I've been doing some digging in the internet.
Good.
Right?
Love the internet.
And I've been piecing together. So what I'm about to say is an amalgamation of like everything I've been reading on the internet.
Okay, perfect.
So the theory I have is that you don't need to stop Kang. You need to stop Renslayer. Because remember, in the sixth episode, she has Miss Minutes downloading everything she can about He Who Remains and like all the timekeepers and all this stuff. She can time travel. She's the one who puts this idea in Kang's head. She goes back and finds like a young Kang and puts it in his head. She's the one who gives him all of this information.
Oh, really?
So you don't need to stop him. You need to stop her.
Man, that's interesting.
Because she's like adamant that the sacred timeline is in place, that stays, right?
Yeah.
So in order to do that, she needs to make sure that He Who Remains, I keep wanting to call him Kang. I know.
Call him Kang. That, we know who you're talking about. So, he eventually will be there. A version of him is Kang.
Yes. So she needs Kang to happen in order for the sacred timeline to happen.
Time's a flat circle. But what about the scene where they went back in the final episode? They went back to 2018, and there was a version of Renslayer who was a teacher, and she didn't know, and that's when it confused everybody.
But that's a variant of her.
Okay. Oh, right. And that was just to prove to the other
guy. That all variants.
Right? Got it.
And so he put in place the variants that would help him.
Yeah.
And let's talk about Mobius for a little bit. He's a little bit of a dope.
A little bit of a dope, but I thought a good addition. I really liked it. And when you were talking in spoiler-free part, the Loki-Owen Wilson back and forth was great. Yes. And I thought that was what was missing in episode 3. It's kind of a letdown. And I know it was a lot of Loki and Sylvie, and they're good too, but I liked the Owen Wilson character. Because I also, it's important for these wacky shows to have a character that kind of like doesn't have powers, kind of grounds things a little bit, maybe ask questions to sort of keep everybody abreast of what the hell's going on.
I'm looking at the opening credits of Loki right now, and we really need an animated dork does that with all like the letters all switch.
Yes.
We really need that.
Yeah, because somebody did the logo for us, which was great.
Which is awesome.
Which is just the Loki dork logo, which is nice. But you're right, just to change it all the way like that. I like it a lot.
I got to figure that out.
Does the TVA to you make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
What doesn't make sense to you?
I guess no, it makes sense. So basically there was a time, and I think it really helped. Like Kang to me explained it better in 30 seconds than Miss Minutes or Renslayer or Mobius did earlier.
Well, and I think the idea was that none of the like Miss Minutes, Mobius, whoever else was trying to explain it to you, they didn't really know.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't think they did.
Or they were being misleading. Minutes was being misleading. I don't think Mobius knew.
But I think I kind of like your point, actually, going back to Renslayer a little bit, because she was the only one who wasn't either freaked out or enlightened when the timekeepers were proven to be fake, like robots. No.
Like she knew.
She was like, all right, we got to keep going, though. You're like, we're gonna keep going. What?
That's like your whole life is just turned upside down. Like, what are you talking about?
She's like, keep going. Yeah. So there's maybe more with Renslayer. Probably maybe season 2.
What if she was Kang's teacher?
Fucker.
So she knew him.
She could have. Yeah. So does Kang just sit there all day by himself, just hanging out?
But he doesn't, like, if you are in complete control of time and space, does that matter?
Too much responsibility for me, I think.
But he's got that fun. He doesn't need like a power source for him. He even has the fucking Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Now he is. That's a good call. He's Rick Sanchez.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's Rick Sanchez. Now, one of the So again, there's only been four properties. There's been three TV shows and Black Widow. Who has been the best character added in phase four of the MCU?
You said Kang.
Has to be Kang. So here are the other nominees.
Or Miss Minutes.
You have Kang, you have Miss Minutes, you have Renslayer, you have Mobius, you have Sylvie. You also have the new Black Widow, who I think she's going to be up there. Yep. Red Guardian was great.
He was great.
But I think new Black Widow is probably second for me. You also have U.S. Agent. You have...
He sucked. Hate him so much.
He's awful.
But I know the idea is that that worked because you're supposed to...
You also have Contessa Allegra De Fontaine.
What do they call Valentina?
Valentina, whatever, the whole thing. Like, you have her.
Mm-hmm.
You had... What's her name from WandaVision? It was
Agatha.
Yeah, Agatha.
I did like her as well.
So there's been some good ones, but I mean the fact that they introduced what should be the overarching villain. But here's my question: how much of a pause do they put on it? Because Ant-Man and the Wasp 3, let's call it, it's Ant-Man's third movie, doesn't come out for like another six movies. So this is the order of movies: Shang-Chi, Eternals, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange 2, Thor 4, Black Panther 2, The Marvels. That's seven movies before you get to Ant-Man and the Wasp, where Kang the Conqueror is the villain.
I think he's a villain in all.
But like Thanos was, like mid-credits, like moving the pieces around.
Mm-hmm.
But man, this is also going to just be so... I think it's going to be tricky to keep tabs on like your favorite character. Here's my other working theory.
Yes.
This is just a way to open everybody up, and this is a way to get X-Men and Fantastic Four and everything, but the end goal of this is to close it back down to one.
Yes, so you have everybody in the same place, and they're all playing in the same
everybody
sandbox.
We know is going to be in one thing, and they're going to say there are no more other things. So that might be, honestly, 3 years from now, but you've heard it here first, July 19th, 2021, there will be, by phase five, there will be one timeline.
It'll be closing the circle.
That'll be the whole goal of it, I think.
And then, like you said, you pare it down. Now we get our Doctor Doom. We get Sinister Six. We get
all the different X-Men villains that are created. Like all those guys can pop up.
And you're going to get all new X-Men now.
Yep.
You're going to get X-Men variants.
But so that's the great thing about this is, so the X-Men universe, you say, all right, well, you got to recast it. It's like, or you don't. Or you recast half of it. You recast two of it. And it actually, it is kind of what like Days of Future Past kind of wanted to do. And I actually like Days of Future Past. I have no problem with it.
I like Days of Future
Past. But this is just going to make things so much easier. And so, you know, if you want Ryan Reynolds to be Deadpool, he'll be Deadpool. But if you want somebody younger to be Wolverine or whatever, like you can do that.
You can. Find someone else.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Do whatever
now.
You want.
It's whatever you want.
And that's what's incredibly cheesy and incredibly liberating at the same time, is this is just wide open.
Yeah.
Wide open. They can do whatever they want, only to close it back up again.
That's right.
Right?
I really do feel like that's going to be the end goal, because I think it'll just be easier. It'll make more sense.
And since we've done this, I'm looking up at your Avengers Infinity War poster right now.
Yeah.
As much as we love Chadwick Boseman, you don't need him.
Yeah, there's going to be another.
It's going to be Shuri. It's going to be Letitia Wright. Like you,
right?
And you don't have to explain that.
Oh god, yeah, that's right. Yeah, but then it's also like, I think the people on this current timeline are still going to remember, like their past is their past, right? It has to be.
Yeah,
but it's just now there's another version, and then it's going to be like how do they travel? And you're going to have people like Shuri, people like Tony Stark, but you're going to have people like that figure it out and go to the place.
Or you have someone like Shuri explain that, like in her timeline, like her brother died somehow.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Or he was the one. So when in Civil War, he was the one who got blown up, not the father.
Oh yeah, could be.
Right. So look,
I would say bets are off.
I'm looking up at the poster. I'm writing this whole thing right now.
Do whatever you want.
And then you have what if. You can do what ifs. They're going to do what ifs, but you can have they multiple.
But you can also do like the after Sony, the movie studio, watch this, they have to be like, how are you not putting in Venom and Morbius? Please, for the love of God, take them. And Marvel's like, still don't want them. No thanks. Just brutal.
Yeah.
Just brutal. Any, if there's any questions, comments in the chat or anything like that, we can get to those as well. But yeah, I just thought it was really, really well done. And, but just also just the stakes are so big. And now there's just going to always be that question going forward. So like the next thing I think we see is Shang-Chi. That is in September. We're going to get a couple more shows, right? I think Hawkeye's supposed to say late 2021. Yep. So we'll see when that is. I don't know if they're going to focus so much
on that.
That's
going to be more Black Widows and...
Yeah, Black Widows and Hawkeyes.
Yep.
And, you know, fighting each other and everything like that. I can't read the chat, so if there's anything worth reading.
No, but I'm thinking about this now, too. And like, if is each phase now could be attributed to an Infinity Stone. I'm starting to crack this code.
Each phase or each episode?
Each phase of the entire Marvel Universe. Is
it could be
a stone. So now or we're getting into
are we
time.
Done with
we're into
time.
No, because we think of like phases as like chapters, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So one of them would be like power. So the first thing is all power.
Yeah.
Right. And then we moved into space.
I understand.
And now we're, you know, and then it was into
but
now we're into time.
But not to cramp on that. And you might be right. But the first three phases of Marvel are referred to as the Infinity Saga.
Right.
Whereas phase four is now going to be dubbed what? Like the Multiversal Saga? Like it's going to be Multiverse something, I would imagine.
The Multiverse of Madness. Or the Multiverse War.
Well, you're already getting... Yeah, I mean, it could be Multiverse War.
Or the Multiverse Saga.
Bananas.
And then we're going to get... Ugh, just, my mind is just... Where's Adam Warlock? You know, like where?
Yeah, they.
Where is he?
I need to see some Adam Warlock.
Yeah,
I can't wait. Well, it's funny. It also goes back to a comment that Taika Waititi said last week about how he said Thor: Love and Thunder is like the craziest thing he's ever done.
So it's gonna be like
it's
this.
Gonna be just it's gonna be, yeah, it's gonna be crazy. And I bet Kang has to be. Well, yeah.
Well, you have that Christian Bale is playing the God Killer, whose name I forget. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
That story is.
This is insane.
Pretty grim.
But then also yeah. What's coming in right after Ant-Man with Kang is Guardians 3. So, I mean, he's going to be in that mm-hmm. or he's at least going to be referred to in that and you're going to see him. So, I mean, they're in a good spot.
It's the best spot to be where you could do anything. As a writer, if I'm a Marvel writer, I'm like, awesome. Now I can do whatever I want.
Right. And like all the old stuff, like the stuff that didn't work is gone. Stuff that you want to do, you can.
But I see it as like, you know, they have a point A and a point B that this whole saga needs to get to. But anything in between is anything goes.
Yeah. And I think so. What's interesting to me is Doctor Strange, I thought, was going to have to deal with Scarlet Witch. I thought that was going to be his main focus.
Still might.
And he still does.
Yeah.
But holy smokes. And then the fact that like all the teases about Spider-Man. And as you said, it's why we haven't seen a trailer yet. But this. This right here is what opens the door up to Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, all these
Sinister Six,
everybody jumping aboard. Some have confirmed yes, and all the actors that have said they're not in it, I think are lying.
They're lying to their teeth.
Everybody's going to be in it.
Not only that, we the last two, so in WandaVision and in this, people are still, even in the first episode of this, people are like, oh, Mephisto. Fuck Mephisto. We don't need him.
Take a hike, Mephisto.
Don't need him.
The last thing on our list.
Mm-hmm. He might show up in Strange, but who cares?
Yeah, if you look at the way Phase 4 is set up, it is the multiverse and the interdimensions are going to be crazy between Spider-Man and Strange and Thor and Ant-Man and Guardians. It's going to be off the chart.
Well, I noticed that John Watts is now listed as the director of the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
John Watts of Spider-Man's.
Correct.
So,
ooh, do you think we get our first look at any Fantastic Four member, maybe just one of them, in Spider-Man No Way Home? Have to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes, they are cooking with gas.
You know what though, Rich? No, the beauty of all of this is
what's that?
This podcast can endure now
forever.
We have so much more content.
Oh my god, if people thought it was gonna kind of wind down after Thanos, they're like, are you kind of marveled out?
Nope.
Yeah, not possible.
I was starting to get like, oh, Endgame was so good, Infinity War and Endgame was so good. And that was the culmination of all those movies.
Yeah.
Like, where are they going to go from here? I was very nervous about it.
Well, not to keep.
Now I'm so excited.
Yeah, and not to keep shitting on Falcon Winter Soldier, but I did. You're like, okay, you kind of have to kick it back up a notch, and then they did. Mm-hmm. So that is that, and I am very excited to see where they go with it, and we'll have a lot of time to discuss all that stuff. So, anything else Loki related Anything else at all? What do you got?
I'm excited to see Doctor Strange, who himself has a time stone.
Not anymore.
Or he can control time. Going against he who controls time. He's going to Dormammu him.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the stone anymore, right? They fucking got rid of the stones. They destroyed the stones. Yeah. You think he's...
No, they're back. Remember, they're back where they were.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, Strange is going to be super important. Like, he's basically, I think, if Benedict Cumberbatch or Benedict Flapperjack...
It's his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Benny Cumberbatch.
Doctor Strange.
Yep.
He is the Tony Stark of this saga. Wants to stay in all these movies, he, I think, is also going to be a guy that sort of pops up into a bunch of them. Like, if they got to be in the next... Yeah, who will be in the most of the next 10 movies? It is probably either going to be Strange or Kang.
Mm-hmm.
Probably has to be one of those two guys. I love it. Absolutely love it. All right, let's get to the next thing.
Pick of the bomb.
All right, Ryan, would you like to kick, receive, defer, or you may also choose at this time to defend a goal?
I will receive.
Okay.
I will take the ball. I watched a nice little Netflix movie. A nice little girly bang bang shoot 'em up movie called Gunpowder Milkshake, which just came out on Netflix.
I watched that as well.
Starring Karen Gillan.
Nebula.
Nebula.
Yep.
Lena Headey.
Yep.
Cersei Lannister.
Right.
Michelle Yeoh.
Yep.
Carla Gugino, who I love.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And Angela Bassett.
Yeah, it's a great cast.
So think of like a John Wick, like a neon John Wick with all lady cast.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Yep.
Awesome in the sense that if you have... It's not going to win any awards.
It's not. Here's my problem with it.
Yeah.
Some of the fight scenes are kind of wonky. And if, I had no problem with it. I'm glad I watched it. But if you have never seen John Wick, you'd be like, oh, what a great action movie.
Right.
But if you have, you're like, how come it didn't look as cool?
Or if you haven't seen John Wick and you're waiting for the next one, mm-hmm. and you just need something to fill that space.
Yeah.
Gunpowder Milkshake.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's on Netflix. It's just under 2 hours. A director I've never heard of before. Weird name.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know who that is.
So, it's very shot. Pretty cool. Yeah. Great cast.
Check it out. Ryan, I finally watched all of Fleabag. Have you seen Fleabag?
I have not.
So Fleabag is on Amazon Prime. It's the Phoebe Waller-Bridge show, right, which season 2 won like every single award possible. And only 6 episode seasons, so it's 12 total. They're all on Amazon Prime.
How long are they?
23 minutes.
Shit, I gotta 24 watch
minutes. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I get why everybody says it's so great. She does the thing, so the person, like, acted, directed, and wrote the series. And then the character that she plays does the Deadpool thing where she, like, talks to the camera and then talks to you. And so it's a little kind of, like, jarring at first, but... It's great, and it's very funny, but it's also like pretty like real and like serious at some of the times as well.
I moved over because wouldn't it be great?
I was like, is my
thinking of like Deadpool, because you said Deadpool, like in Phase 5, if you're like there's like some big conversation going in like the mansion, and you just get like a
yeah, you would. It'd be like Wade, you got something?
Or he has like a plate of like milk and cookies, and he's like, oh.
He's like in every scene.
Every scene.
He's everywhere.
He's like in that show, Bly Manor, where there's a ghost in every scene. There's a Deadpool in every scene.
Take a look. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Hill House. Bly Manor was the one that sucked. Hill House,
yeah.
Hill House. So then what I also did was, so Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who again was everything on that show, she was also the writer and showrunner for Killing Eve.
Okay.
Which I've also never seen. That one's on Hulu right now. I think it was like BBC, but it's on Hulu now. That's the Sandra Oh show.
Yes.
And Jodie Comer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about a female assassin and then a female, like, I don't know, she's not a detective, whatever she is, like basically their version, I think, of like the FBI type of thing. And she's like trying to track down a serial killer. I've only seen 2 episodes, but it's great so far.
All right. So if you did 2,
I did 2.
So I got 2.
Yeah.
There's another show on Hulu I started watching called The Cho Show. Now there's this guy,
Margaret Cho.
No, it's, I think his name's John Cho.
John Cho.
He's the guy. He's famous. He's the guy who did the mural in the original Facebook offices and took stock. So, and he wound up making $200 million.
Oh my God.
But the guy's a complete nut job.
Well,
so he's Yeah, I mean, you like the show takes place in his house, and what he does, it's basically like he invites his friends over, and he paints portraits of them while he interviews them. So it's actually pretty fascinating, and just like listening about this guy's life and everything he's kind of been through. But what a fascinating dude! But this guy's like a juvenile delinquent who just happened to paint a mural in Facebook and made $200 million.
$200 million.
And now he's like super famous, and he's like a famous, world famous artist.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's kind of a offbeat show. The first two people he interviews are Asa Akira, who is she was in the porno.
Oh, she's in porno.
She's in porno.
Oh, okay.
She was on bars. She was like a Barstool contributor for a while.
Got it.
And Kat Von D.
Oh.
So, and her husband. So it was actually, they're talking about tattooing and all that stuff. So.
But so according to the chat, your wife has seen Fleabag, but you haven't?
Correct.
Yeah, she's right. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's a great program. Next week, Ryan, I am so excited for next week. We are going to rank every single sketch of I Think You Should Leave season 2.
Might be the longest episode we've ever done.
Was that a toupee, you piece of shit?
Well, so
I expect all new soundboard.
Nope, I'm not doing it. I told you, I'm not doing it. We're gonna talk about the sketches on our own.
No, but after that, I expect
I will add several. I have many that I know that I want to put in.
Would you be spanking my bare butt, balls and back?
I said back and balls.
I cannot wait. So that'll be next week. The week after that, we're gonna do Fear Street. Check that out on Netflix if you haven't. And then the week after that, I believe, is our live show, right? August 15th? Or maybe there's another week in there, too. But August 15th, that's a Sunday. And then that'll be our episode for that week. So there'll be no episode on Monday, obviously, because that'll be the episode.
That will be the episode, yeah.
That'll be the episode. Anything else you want to talk about?
No. I do, but I can't. We don't have time. We don't have time. All
right. Sweetie?
Yeah, honey?
The horse you're on has a huge penis.
Oh, follow us on Instagram and YouTube and Twitch
whatever.
And email us and tell us how you're feeling. Leave a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts.
Square shits.